So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. And really, it's great to be with you. Like I said earlier, one of my favorites, of course, James McKinney will be here. And also Al Serino, who's a longtime listener, his family. And they're dealing with the rainforest, they created the Rainforest Cookie Company. He's been on before. We have him on every so often. And we just really want to support what you guys do. And he's a company that's been out there doing this. So we'll have him on, talk about his progress and his cookies and what have you. So we'll have him on briefly. Well, of course, the news and Uncle Kevin. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be here, Dan. Another great day in America. How can you beat that?
And across the world, no matter where you're listening. We do a shortwave that goes, you know, you could be in Russia right now and be listening. We really love to hear from you. Give us an email if you're out there, no matter where you are, and just say hello. We would love to know where you are at and why you're listening too. Also, yesterday, again, so much stuff goes on as far as attacks, as far as just problems. Just general problems running a radio show in the 21st century. Two, it's obvious that we're getting attacks from certain levels. Yesterday, our website was down for about the first, 20, 25 minutes or so of the broadcast. People weren't able to access it. We realized that. We had to, you know, get on it. This happens every so often. It's just part, if you're independent media, one, two, saying the things that we're saying, this is what happens. What does that tell you? So thank you for being part of this. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting us. Anyway, if that ever happens, you go on the website, it's, you can't get on, you can't listen, what have you. Remember, as a backup, you always have TalkStreamLive.com. We love TalkStreamLive. TalkStreamLive.com is a very good way to listen. You can go just search the Power Hour in the top, and then you'll see our logo. Click on it, and then you can listen. And also, we'll have the phone number, 701-300-5252. So if you ever get in a situation you just want to, you got cell phone with unlimited minutes or a phone or what have you, 701-300-5252, you can listen. So if that ever happens, again, there's a couple quick ways that you can get around it. Getting to the news, out of Germany, is that Germany that this article came? Why don't you tell us a little bit about a new word, the new word of the year.
The word of the year is they. Using the word they as a general neutral pronoun has become more common for people who identify as mixed of male and female. So it's been Googled 300 times more than last year.
So the new word of the year,
yeah,
in Germany, Deutsche Welle paper there, is they, meaning a gender-neutral pronoun.
Correct.
Is they.
Correct.
So when somebody says, so if you see a man or a woman and they're, or whatever, you know, I even say that, I mean, who knows? You see a person and they're they want to be identified as something other than man or woman.
I guess the proper
you call
thing
them
is
a they.
Then, then they won't get
well,
in your face.
I wouldn't say proper. I would say the proper thing in their minds. The proper thing is, in their minds is they.
Well, you saw those films where somebody comes into a thing and he goes, "Hey, buddy, I'm not a buddy. I'm a ma'am," and gets in their face. And
I say buddy all the time. I say you guys. Joyce used to say, "Hey, you guys out there."
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a general.
Well, now you got to change it to they.
Well, I don't have to change anything anyway.
We ain't changing.
Go. My question is, if you
go over and say that over in Saudi Arabia, you want to be called they.
Yeah. So if you say they, how many personalities are in there? So they is plural, isn't
plural.
It?
Yeah, it could be.
Isn't they plural?
Yeah, 64. I don't know, 80. Whatever.
Well, if you say they, are they going to be offended? Because, what am I, schizophrenic? I'm not schizophrenic. I'm not they. There's not more than three in here.
If you're calling yourself they, I think you're schizophrenic.
Certainly the thought would cross your mind, wouldn't it? Tend to lean that way. U.S. Senate could start impeachment trial next month. Mitch McConnell says, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He says today the Republican-led chamber could start an impeachment trial of President Donald Trump next month if the Democratic-dominated House approves the articles of impeachment.
Big mistake. Big mistake.
What's a big mistake?
That McConnell even bring it up because it's totally legal what they did. There's no due process. They don't follow the Constitution, and they don't follow the general rules of the impeachment. So he
should say, general rules of impeachment, they kind of make those up as they go along, don't they?
To a certain extent, they can.
What rules do you think they have been following?
No due process. They couldn't call any witnesses.
Yeah. Well,
they said shut down. Illegal. You can't do that.
Let me just argue the other side for a second. Well, then those kind of things are set for the Senate.
No, then why would it
there's
even,
a trial in the Senate.
No, why would he even bring it to the...
Well, I don't agree with that. I'm just making that argument.
I don't agree with
that. I think it's a stupid argument.
And I think it's dangerous you bring it to the Senate. Those people...
Just randomly bring stuff to the... Right. Anyway, go ahead.
Those people up there are beholden to other people to get elected or blackmail or whatever. So have a vote in the Senate, I think, is very, very dangerous.
Do you think there is any chance that he actually goes to trial in the Senate and the Senate votes to impeach him?
There's a chance.
What chance? If you're going to handicap it, what percentage would you give?
30%.
30? No way.
That's
way too high.
All right. That's my opinion.
Well, I think it's not mine.
It's a chance. I mean, these guys are, a lot of them are blackmailed. They'll do what they're told.
Well,
they only need 19.
19's a lot.
I know 19's a lot. If everything was the up and up, I would say no.
I mean, Mitt Romney
Romney's going to vote right there.
Well, that's one.
And then he's going to have all his little minions, his little social club that he hangs around with, and that'll probably be 9.
The social club, you mean on the Epstein train?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
You know, it's like
Lolita Express going down to Florida.
It's like Lo Ponte's talking about Hoover when he first got into news, and the old saying was Hoover would call members of Congress and say, you know, Senator or Congressman Smith or whatever, you mm-hmm. know, don't you worry, those pictures of you with that 14-year-old boy are safe, and we're protecting them. Don't you fret. And by the way, our appropriation number this year is X.
Yes. And that's what I'm scared of. I'm a little nervous about that. And especially it's illegal. It's going to set a bad precedent. And then when the Democrats get in, the Republicans, if they're vicious, they're going to do the same thing to the Democrats and don't want that to happen. Don't want it to happen. It's just to be a terrible cycle.
Okay, well, we'll see. You said 30%. We'll see. I hope it's not that high.
I hope it's not.
Well, let's get back to is the House going to even vote to do it?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
What do you think the percentage on that?
I think I put my life savings on it.
Would you bet your kidney? Would you bet your kidney?
Yes, I would. I got two of them. I think that's about a 99.9% winner.
Well, they keep arguing on TV. They go back and forth. You know, some of these Democrat congressmen, there's 20 of them up in the air. They don't want to do it. I'm like, hey, give me a break. Just quit patronizing me. Right. I know darn well if they bring this up, they have the votes to do it. There's no way they're going to put this forth if they are not going to do it.
Yeah.
Is America just looking at this like this is a stupid thing? They're just losing all interest in government. Is this just a way to get us to
exhaust our government interest?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. But if they do vote, everybody's going to have to call up their representative and say, "We know what you're doing, and you want to get elected next time. You ain't going to do it because we're mounting against you."
Could this be a good thing to go to the Senate because then they'll, okay, we're calling Joe Biden. Okay, we're calling Hunter Biden.
I just don't like the premise. It's illegal what they're doing and it sets a premise. I don't like it.
Well, I agree with you there. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I mean, yeah. But we're going to be able to call witnesses, but is the news going to...
Who's we? Are you siding with the Republicans now?
Me and Trump now. Like, he called me up last night. Yeah, he asked me how my watch was running.
What'd you tell him?
I said good.
Did you tell him it loses time? Every time he says red, it says the words red flag together, it starts to lose seconds.
I gave him a little jab here or there.
Anyway, people are going to think you really talked to Trump now.
Well, I talked to him in my dreams.
Maybe he listens.
We communicate.
Are we going to see Hunter Biden at the Senate at a trial testifying?
If it goes, yeah, I think so.
Is this going to be like the IG report? Going to be a bunch
probably
of big
a bunch of nothing. Yeah.
Do you still think somebody's going to get arrested?
Yes, I do.
What percentage do you
give that? They have to throw the American people a fish.
I'm not talking about some, you know, the janitor in the building.
No, they have to throw somebody a bone. They can't completely whitewash it. They're not that dumb. So they're going to sacrifice somebody.
Who? McCabe?
McCabe. Yeah. Or Paige. Or somebody.
Paige just got acquitted by the report.
She didn't get her report. She got acquitted. She didn't get acquitted.
All right. Let's move on because I'm tired. We spent way too much time on.
I'm talking about nitwits.
This whole thing is nitwitted.
I'm telling you.
Teenage climate activist. You know that Swedish. Is he Swedish? Yeah, she is a Swedish girl. It's Greta.
Thunberg. I know her.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know her.
She was just named Times Person of the Year.
Well, good for her. Good for her.
You know, her and Hitler. She now joins a very distinguished group of people that includes Adolf Hitler.
That's right. I think she's...
she's the Person of the Year.
Person of the Year. Good for her.
Let's just move on. Do you have anything snide to say about Greta?
I have something, but she's a young lady. I don't want to say anything about it.
Well, she is being used.
Of course she's being used.
After years of... I don't want to go into that any further either, but interesting exercise, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, you may be in your 60s, 70s, what have you, 50s, 40s, and you may be thinking climate change, Greta Thunberg, you may be thinking that's stupid, this is some kind of PR stunt. Okay, and the statistics say that the majority of those people I just mentioned, that's what they think. If you're 40 or over, the chances are very good you just agree with what I just said there, or you resonate with that right there. This is stupid. If you're talk to your grandchildren who are, you know, maybe 14, 15, and ask them what they think about
climate
change.
They'll give you a lecture on it.
Yeah, and you might just get a lecture on it.
I was going to school in 1970, we were going into an ice age.
They said the world was going to end by 2000.
Yeah, ice age.
Yeah, was that Newsweek? Was it Newsweek?
I think both of them said the world's going to end by 2000. Yeah. Going into an ice age. That's what we learned all through high school. We're going into an ice age. By 2000, we might not be around.
Reuters, after a year of living dangerously, Fed expected to signal time to lie low. U.S. Federal Reserve holds its last policy meeting of 2019 today, having completed a year-long U-turn. And who did not see that U-turn coming?
Oh, yeah.
There is no way on God's green earth they could have stopped from printing money and reversing, especially when all the world is doing it. The policy shift has slashed officials' forecast for the U.S. central bank's benchmark overnight lending rate over 2020 to a level half of what it was when Jerome Powell took the reins in 2018. Where do you think this time next year, what do you think the Fed's interest rate will be?
Probably half.
Quarter. Half a point. Quarter point. Quarter. Right now it's at 1.5 to 1.75. Yeah. It's going to land somewhere around there.
I think that's thinking. By the end of next year is probably going to be at least.
Do you think the stock market's going to, you know, quote unquote crash or correct or whatever word you want to use? Are we going to have major market problems before the election?
They're going to do everything they can do to hold it up.
See, I'm starting to believe how can it go down?
No, not with the plunge protection team. It can fluctuate.
There's literally $4 trillion that's been activated in the repo market with these banks. $4 trillion in the last 3 months. How can the stock market go down?
It can't. I mean, it can fluctuate. It can do this and that and burp.
Well, they may let something go down. If Trump is impeached, maybe it'll blow off a couple thousand points or something. Here's a fun story. If you do not live in New York, fun meaning not fun at all. This is terrible. I remember talking to the people in Hawaii. New York would just put people on the planes to Hawaii and just, here's a plane ticket and $500.
Exactly.
God bless you.
Bye.
God be with you. New York City relocating homeless now to Georgia, the state of Georgia, not the country, without informing cities.
Yeah,
a New York City program that relocates its homeless to other cities around the country is drawing fire from Marietta. Marietta, Georgia. It's a city a little north of Atlanta.
We used to live close to there.
Who say they learned it was happening from a newspaper article. Okay, so to give you context, the city of New York is taking homeless, strong-arming them, say, look, you want to live in this rat hole here?
Right. It's getting cold.
It's getting cold. You know, basically holding a proverbial gun to their head. Mm-hmm. We'll send you right down to Georgia with a ticket and a pat on the back and a warm jacket.
And a warm jacket.
And they don't tell anybody. They don't tell Georgia. They don't tell anybody.
No.
And then they just show up there.
Yeah.
Would you, if you were Georgia, would you not be
outraged? Yeah.
Isn't it interesting that, you know, we talked about Supreme Court's looking at that homeless case? The sidewalk case, now with all this going on and now the chipping going on in Texas. Mm-hmm. I think it's more than a coincidence. North Korea tests Trump's patience with rockets and taunts. I think this is more just semantics than anything. I don't know.
It's nothing.
It's not nothing.
I say it's nothing.
It's nothing. You think it's nothing.
Nothing.
Well, it's not nothing to me because it at least shows China maybe, you know, we support Hong Kong. You notice it happened right after we support Hong Kong. And then North Korea just suddenly starts to shoot off missiles. That tells me that China's, like we said, got their hand up their back.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
But so that's not nothing.
Does it mean anything in the big gist of things?
No. I don't know. It means China's more involved than first appearance.
Well, then they won't get their pork and their soybeans. That we're supposed to send them over there to China.
Well, then they'll keep shooting off more rockets.
They ain't hitting nothing.
This is an interesting political dance going back and forth, these major stories.
Well, you know that more than half their pigs in China have died.
Yeah. Virginia Sheriff, I will deputize thousands of citizens to protect
their
guns rights. We've talked about that two or three times.
Love it.
Big story out of Daily Sheeple. Way good story.
Way
of course, talking about SB 64, where the bill, if this is passed, you can't take your children to a gun range and teach them how to shoot. That's a felony.
Or teach them judo. Or
teach them, you know, type of self-defense martial arts that could hurt somebody.
I think I might drive down there and get deputized. Come back with a badge on my chest.
That'd be good.
It would. Maybe we could film it.
He wants to deputize thousands of law-abiding citizens who would otherwise be denied their right to defend themselves and their families by tyrannical gun control laws that might pass in the 2020 legislative sessions. Okay, let's handicap this. The chances that SB 64 passes in Virginia.
60-40.
I think there's no way. I think it's a trial balloon they throw up. It's so outrageous. And then, okay, we'll just back off to, we won't go to a 10, we'll just go to a 4. And so they're going to still move it ahead, gun control ahead.
I hope they do it.
I think it's zero.
Be honest with you.
I think it's the same chance that the Democrats won't get the votes for that impeachment.
Right.
I think it's the same chance.
Yeah, exactly.
In the House, I mean. Former FBI attorney Lisa Page sues the DOJ for releasing her texts with Peter Strzok. So now she's going to get a $500,000 lawsuit out of this, of the whole thing.
Probably $100 million the way the government goes.
After all said and done.
She got $100 million.
I'll put out some texts from some CD texts from my wife or to my wife or whatever. If that.
I love you more.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you.
My text will be, did you clean the house yet?
That's right.
My wife will ask me, you know, she'll be, did you change the baby's diaper? You know, what's wrong with you? That's, she'll be asking me stuff like that.
Yep.
Other assorted tales.
Mm-hmm.
Naval Air Station shooter may have been radicalized as early as 2015. Well, all they had to do was look at his social media posts,
exactly.
And they could have figured that out. We're talking about the shooter in Pensacola. FBI had warned of loophole allowing foreign nationals to buy guns. Loophole. Is this like the gun show loophole? Everybody talks about these loopholes. Loopholes, the owning guns.
Right.
So these foreign nationals come in the country. They're not supposed to be able to buy guns.
Right.
Unless there's a very narrow definition for them to be able to buy.
And he fell in it. And it was,
no, I don't think he did. See, I think it was kind of a murky interpretation at best.
Did they?
Allegedly acquired his gun legally, quote unquote, a Florida retailer because he was in possession of such a license. So he had a license supposedly from these foreign nationals, but then there was some debate. I don't know. The story will come out. It's just,
yeah.
Whatever. He's a radical Muslim. He wanted to kill Christian Americans who went to the base and shot people. I mean, that's a risk. You let these people in the country. I mean, what do you think? Do you think certain percentage of them, that's right. what they do?
You want to come and train? You ain't getting a gun or a knife.
Harvey Weinstein's bail increased to $5 million, facing jail over allegedly mishandling ankle monitor. How do you mishandle ankle monitor?
Take it off. Cut it off.
Okay, well, that's not mishandling. I would define that as mishandling with you.
Well, in his mind, it is.
Triggered teacher allegedly assaults student over a woman for Trump pin, and they filed a police report on him.
Good.
I like that. Central Bank Group's report points to deeper problems in repo market. Yeah, this is Wall Street Journal. This is what we've been telling you. We've been all over this, ladies and gentlemen. They are lying to you if they are telling you that, oh, this is normal, everything's okay.
It's not normal.
It's not normal. It's not okay.
Correct.
In these central banks. That's why, I mean, there are so many things at play here. They are praying that this thing can stabilize, that this can get back to, you know, halfway. So they can.
Tolerable. Controllable.
Controllable, so they right. can ride this to the election.
Yes.
That's what I think.
That's what I think, too.
Thousands of strange holes discovered off California coast. Mm. Wow.
What's that?
Researchers at Monterey Bay Aquarium, when they discovered strange holes in the seafloor.
Martians?
So creepy. The larger holes described as pockmarks are an average about 600 feet across and 16 feet deep. Were they like sinkholes or something?
I guess they're sinkholes.
They revealed over 5,000 spread across 500 square miles.
Must be sinkholes.
Thousands of smaller holes known as microdepressions have also been discovered.
Hmm.
They are both, they occur in softer sediments. But they are morphologically distinct. What does this mean? Speak English. What are these articles? Can these reporters ask a simple question to these people? Look, can you ask, what is causing these pockmarks?
Right. It's probably the.
If you don't know, just say, not sure.
Undercutting the ground or something.
So they're saying the micro depressions are recently formed erosional features. Overall, a lot more work needs to be done. Basically, the gist of this is we need money to research
this. We need a $1 million grant, and we'll find out. We'll get right to the bottom.
Donald Trump threatens veto of cheap drug bill, but not farm worker amnesty, because there's a lot of pork in that.
There was a lot of
visa worker bill. What have you? California City considers ban on feeding homeless on public streets, sidewalks, and parking lots. I can feed whoever I want. The streets are public. This is against the Constitution.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. Theparamall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. Theparamall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Remember the sales code. So if you spend $50, use the code DEC, short for December, DEC5, or if you spend $100, DEC10, and you'll get money right off your bill, boom, lopped off both ways. We really appreciate your support. Honestly, I say this all the time. I hope that you understand. I know that you do. You have been supporting us. You have been purchasing from the bottom of my heart what we're doing. Thank you. And you're welcome for what we're doing. We know the value here. We know the uniqueness of our broadcast, the guests that we get, and, you know, Uncle Kevin doesn't get out of bed for nothing.
That's exactly right. We need some pineapples to fix that mess that they've been attacking us.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your support. ThePowerMall.com. Don't forget the, not they, remember, the gender-neutral word of the year. Not they, the, see how stupid that, what if I said theypowermall.com? Because this is a gender neutral website.
I mean, nobody listened to it.
They never get to it. They could never put the thing in.
Exactly.
It's thepowermall.com. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. A lot of other specials there. I'll talk more about it next hour. But, God bless you. Thank you so much for your support. Give Jay a call or go to thepowermall.com yourself. Getting some news stories and Al's waiting, so let's bomb through a couple of these news stories. Science confirms that dogs recognize a bad person.
Well, if they can smell cancer, they certainly can do that.
Well, what the experiment was about trusting. If you lie to the dog, it doesn't take too many times and they don't trust you.
I've seen dogs walk up to people and growl at them for absolutely
no. That's because they smell or whatever.
They must be giving some bad vibes off or something.
Well, I know people, I'll say this. I know when I'll just say it. I mean, people want to get offended. I don't care. I know dogs that grew up owned by black family.
Mm-hmm.
So they're owned by a black family. Sometimes when they'd see white people, no joke, they'd smell them. They would bark and vice versa.
Yeah. I know that you get used to that smell.
Yeah, every race has their own unique. Dogs can smell cancer. They can smell.
That's amazing.
They can smell your race. Yeah, that's pretty. Now they're saying they can smell if you're a liar. Basically,
Your Honor, That dog.
Yeah, that dog doesn't like you.
Bark twice. He's lying.
Yeah. Study, water births are as safe as land births for mom and baby. I think that's always important. The statistics show actually, healthy birth, healthy moms are safer at home births than they are hospital births. Statistics show that.
I would have to agree with that.
It's close, but it is.
I would have to agree with that.
Statistics show that. Toddlers with unexplained bruising, they had pork tapeworm larvae in their body. And this is another reason why I do not eat pork.
Yeah, we don't eat that
stuff. You eat pork all the time.
I do not. Well, every once in a while.
I never eat it.
I know you never.
I won't eat pepperoni on, on the pizza. It's gross. A 3-year-old one, anyway, you can read the story. Let's, UN, you know, that loving Trojan horse, the Trojan horse that is the United Nations. They warned the United States that you cannot escape paying punitive climate reparations.
I ain't send them no more money. they can come try to take it.
Well, they might just do that. I don't know.
Well, I got my little friend here that speaks loud.
Superbugs live in open beauty products. Be careful. FDA cracks down on CBD oil across the United States.
I heard that was pretty good. I don't know too much about it.
But. New law requires all New York hospitals to offer plant-based meal options. So is that going to be like that Incredible Burger, Whopper?
Yeah, exactly.
That new fake Whopper?
That fake Whopper. That
Look, I get it.
Bucks.
Look, I can be convinced, and I think there's something to this idea of not eating as much meat. Mm-hmm. You know, I get it.
Me too.
But for somebody to force me not eat meat, it becomes a control issue. Clive and Bundy, right? You want to get all his cows, the independents, off the reservation. Everybody eating reservation, you know, the public land there.
Yeah.
Then everybody's eating plant-based, GMO-based food. I rather eat, free range cattle than GMO plant food.
Absolutely.
All day long, every day of the week.
GMO food will kill you.
Our next guest.
Allegedly.
allegedly. You know what's interesting about that? I talked to somebody.
Yeah.
It's true. Studies have shown GMO food does not hurt human cells. It doesn't hurt human cells. It hurts your biome and your gut.
Right.
Which is the source of all your health, the beginning of your life. Yeah, it destroys it.
Destroys it. You don't
always remember that, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody says, science shows that GMO food does not affect human cells. You're right, buddy. Yeah. But it destroys your gut health.
You don't have a good, healthy gut, you're sick.
So our next guest has been on before. He's a longtime listener, his whole family, and a supporter of the Power Mall. About a year ago, he was up to something. And we wanted to have him on and support him. Rainforest Inc. is the name of the company. And cookies. Who does not like cookies? Al Serino, welcome back to the Power Mall, or the Power Hour, excuse me.
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate it. I'm excited for being here.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully we'll have a good time. We'd love to have you on. We'd love to support Power Hour listeners what they're doing. Tell everybody, I'm not going to say, I said enough, cookies. What are you doing with Rainforest Inc.? To tell us what's going on here.
Okay, we got a couple of exciting things going on. First off, we're in the process of getting FDA certified, which is a major event and a long, challenging process. But we have our kosher certification in place. We have our gluten-free certification in place, and we're about 2 weeks away from getting our organic certification in place. And what does that mean to us? That means we can legitimately put out a product that meets all the claims that we have on our bags. And that's good for the people who are buying the product, that they can have the assurance that our products are what we say they are. We've gone through all kinds of lab testing and everything else. And so here we are. We're at the finish line of the first phase of getting into the marketplace. And it looks to me like where we stand right now is we will go into production the beginning of January and start making cookies to sell regularly in the marketplace. Which would be good for our listeners because we got a lot of positive feedback from the last radio show. A lot of people bought the cookies, loved them. I had one fellow, Hassan, up in Buffalo, who called me immediately and he said, "Well, I got my cookies." He said, "I sat down with a glass of milk and the Snickerdoodles," and he said, "I decided I'd try one," and said, "I finished the whole bag." He said, After the first one, I finished the whole bag, and he says, "When can I get some more?" And I had to tell them, you'll have to wait till we finish the certification process. So for everybody who's listening and people, we have back orders right now. For everybody who's listening, please, I will call you each individually and let you know exactly when you will get your product.
Well, let's go backwards because I think you skipped the skipped a little bit of the description. Okay, we're not just talking about any cookies. Tell us what's unique about these cookies that you're making.
Yeah, the history behind them is fascinating because the whole concept came from the rainforest. Judge Ann Serino, my sister-in-law, spent 10 years off and on in the rainforest doing work with indigenous people down in Brazil. And in the process, because of her background in cooking, culinary, and her background in cross-pollinization of plants and flowers, she came up with the idea that, hey, we could make some products here and sell these products to the marketplace and support the people in the rainforest. Because she actually built three schools while she was there over the 10-year period. She has a love for the kids. She has a master's degree in education. She spent 30 years in the educational industry teaching little kids. And so that's what kind of got us started. That and the fact that we have a heart for, helping the endangered species. There's five animals that we basically feature. They're all listed on the website, rainforestinc.online. And we've developed a cookie to symbolize each, rainforest endangered animal. The cookies themselves.
Hey, Al, give us a little background. What is it like down there? You said your sister-in-law was, starting schools or doing different things. I mean, what is it that's needed down there? Give us a little, thumbnail sketch of what it's like.
Okay, in the area where she worked, I mean, if you go to Brazil, certainly there's parts of Brazil that look just like this country. But if you go deeper into the rainforest, it's more or less like a third world country. I spent 2 years over in Haiti, and I spent a year in Nicaragua, and pretty much similar, you know, third world conditions, not a lot of modern facilities like we have here in this country. If you want to see your life change, go do a mission trip to a third world country. And so that's kind of what that's like. So basically the people there need opportunity to be self-sufficient and stand alone. And, my heart is to help people learn how to, develop, local businesses that can sustain them in their life. And, also obviously because I'm a pastor, to share the gospel with them. So that's kind of what it's like down there. We hear all the stories about the shamans. There really are shamans in Brazil.
Did you say shamans or shamans?
Shamans, yeah.
Shamans, the toilet paper, or shaman?
No,
I'm sorry, your accent's coming out. What'd you say?
So shamans, the priests.
Medicine men kind of thing.
Medicine men, if you will, yeah. The medicine men of the jungle, yeah. Now, these guys have a lot of knowledge about the forestation. They have a lot of knowledge about what's healthy and not healthy for you. Judge Ann learned a lot of this stuff, and we took a lot of the ingredients that we learned about and put them into our cookies.
Very cool.
Things that they're called superfoods. And the superfoods are high antioxidant and content, and they're good for your system. And so our cookies basically are not only good to eat, they taste great, but they're also totally organic, gluten-free, kosher, and they're good for you. And so our mission evolved from that, which was to bring healthy eating to people and to teach them about the conditions of their environment.
Very cool. Let me, this has been quite a process. I know you're going through FDA approval, and I know that from our food storage, from Namana Food Storage. That's an ordeal. And
yes.
I don't think people really understand, unless you
painful
go through it, I don't
ordeal
know how you could understand.
Yeah.
I mean, as you've gone through all this, have you been discouraged? Have you always been focused? Has it been overwhelming? Have you, you felt a purpose? I mean, what has this process been like for you?
To me personally, because I have a background in startups, my focus is always to keep the eyes on the prize. And so I keep driving forward, you know, and every opportunity, every stumbling block becomes an opportunity to learn and to grow and to improve. And so we've taken the approach in our company of using each opportunity to improve our product, because our final goal is to put the best possible product into the hands of the consumer. And so for me, it's been a blessing to not only work with people, but to be able to influence people into the concept of being the best that they can be. So I don't get worn out by this stuff. It's kind of the way I'm made.
So if somebody's listening and they're thinking about starting a product or they have an idea or whatever, that would that be the best advice you can give them? Don't give up, eye on the prize?
Yeah, the best advice is on a daily basis, you're always going to have problems. You're going to always discover issues. Use them as opportunities to get better and to improve the product you're trying to put into the marketplace, number one. Number two, the best advice I can give people is put people around you that are like-minded and like-principled and have the same kind of focus, because startups are not for everybody. Not everybody can do a startup. I was fortunate in my business world with General Electric to be part of a startup team early on in the 1970s and early 80s. I'm an old guy, as you can tell. We developed the very first totally automated robotic factory in the country. And I was in charge of putting that all together. And what I discovered was people who understood the value of being the best they could be and getting the best results were the kind of people you wanted to work with. And it wasn't that we didn't make mistakes, but when we made a mistake, we always looked at it as a positive, not a negative, as an opportunity to improve and grow, not as something to drag yourself down over. Negative influence will never get you anywhere. Yeah.
You also work with churches, pastor work, that kind of thing. Let me ask you a question. This is kind of totally unrelated, but as a pastor, somebody involved in business, certainly involved, at least interested in the political process, I heard you during the break before you came on, you had some certain ideas. But when you see what's going on, for instance, in California with comprehensive sex education, when you see what's going on with the government, with Washington, D.C., you know, as a pastor, somebody interested in the political arena, what goes through your mind?
What goes to my mind is to go back to core values, the principles of God.
What are those? Let me stop you, because people say that all the time. I hear that all the time. What does that mean to you?
What that means to me is very simply that God laid out a foundation for how society should operate. In that foundation, the principles were to honor him first, honor each other, respect each other, and do what's right before the Lord. And do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And so that's a basic core principle that Jesus taught everybody. You know, and so it's a simple model to follow, but getting people to follow it takes it's kind of like a personal crusade in everybody's life. If you want to be, somebody who leaves a legacy and makes a difference in people's lives, you have to be determined to do what's right in your own life.
All right, I don't want to use the word devil's advocate. I don't ever want to be the devil's advocate, but let me maybe throw something out there. Okay, when you see these socialistic policies, and more or less, that's basically what you're referring to, I think, at least on some level. You know, people will argue that I am doing what God wants me to do. I am doing what I feel is right, how I'd want to be treated, because we need to conglomerate, and for the greater good, we need to sacrifice some of this individuality so that we can save the climate, so that we can, you know, do whatever. So I am doing all those things, Al, and I am following God. What is your problem?
Okay, and my answer to you is always going to be scriptural, and I would point people to the Word of God. And the first scripture that pops to my mind when you ask me that question is the book of Joshua, Joshua 24:15. And what it says this is, if it seems right to you to serve the world, then serve the world. But if it seems right to you to serve God, then serve God. But choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And what does that mean? That means very simply that every choice and decision I make has to be brought before the Lord to make sure that it squares with what he has directed and guided us to. People struggle with understanding that if you want to find where God is at in a particular position in life, look 180 degrees opposite from what you're thinking, and you'll probably find him there.
That's funny and probably appropriate. There's an awful lot of people who feel real convicted that I am following what God wants me to do. I did pray about this is what God wants me to do. This God wants me to institute socialism in this country. This is a better way, and this is for everybody's own good. So I'm not picking on you. This is really actually a more important discussion than maybe we think it is. I'm just kind of talking this through with you. They'll say, okay, I agree with you, Al. I'm doing everything that you said, and we'll agree. We'll disagree politically completely 180 degrees.
Sure. Yeah, that's okay. And, you know, and then at the end of the day, the common denominator is what Jesus Christ looks for in everybody's life, what God looks for in everybody's life. And it's, are you bearing fruit that will last? You know, how do I put that into context of every day? If what I'm doing is has a purpose and I can say to myself that purpose and plan honors God, and I can see the evidence of that purpose bearing fruit that is honorable to God, then I can say I'm on the right path. But if I've taken a veer to the left or a veer to the right and I've gotten off that path and I'm truly, truly in my heart focused on honoring and serving God, number one, I'll recognize that I'm not bearing fruit that's lasting and has any value in other people's lives. Because, see, what we believe is how we're going to live our lives. And what
let me pause you. I didn't know where we were going to go with this, but this is turning really interesting. Okay.
Okay.
I could sit here and I could say, Al, you have to give me $20. You must give me $20 because I got to go feed Timmy over here that's homeless on this street in New York. You have to give me $20. If you don't give me $20, I'm going to put you in jail. You give me that $20 right now and I'm going to feed Timmy, and they may, honest to God, think that they're doing God's will.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bearing fruit. Yes. And they're doing good. And they're helping people. Mm-hmm. And Timmy gets to eat now because somebody took money from you, Al.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so there you go. How do you reconcile all that with what you've said?
I'll reconcile it this way. What I do, and I meet those people all the time in my walk as a pastor, I will say, let's go together. Let's stop at the store together. I'll buy the food. Let's go cook it and feed them.
No, and they'll say, nope, there's not enough money. There's too many Timmys. There's 1,000 Timmys out here. We need more. There's not enough good people like you. Al, you're a good person. We need more. We're going to have to force this. And for the greater good of everybody, for Timmy's greater good, we got to take this money and we got to go feed them. And we're doing God's work. Let's go out and do it. Let's do it, Al. Come on. Well, let's vote. Let's take this money and go feed these people. And let's do God's work.
And what I would tell you my experience is, because I've spent a lot of time in the mission field in Nicaragua and Haiti, in Mississippi, 2 years in Mississippi, rebuilding people's homes while rebuilding their lives, down at Ground Zero for 1 year helping people recover. What I've learned is this. You want to walk the walk. You want to walk beside people to teach them how to walk that walk. And then you want to turn them loose so they can walk it themselves. And so what you're doing is you're modeling the right behavior by being willing to commit your all in all to serving somebody else and helping them understand how to do it. And then you walk with them as they do it. And then you let them go and watch them do it. That's a long...
These schools that you see, I mean, are you concerned with what's being taught in these schools? Because I'm just about out of my mind about it.
Absolutely.
You as a pastor, you got to be concerned.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Because we've taken God out of the system. We've taken the core values of His idea of what society is supposed to operate like. You know, if I had the time, I would walk you through Amos chapter 5. And if you want to see what God thinks about social values, read Amos chapter 5. And you know what he said?
We got about 2 minutes. So do you have a quick 10-second thought about Amos Fires?
My 10-second thought is do what's right, show mercy, and walk justly before God. That's Micah, in the book of Micah, and that's the scripture that it should be the linchpin in everybody's life. Do what's right, show mercy, and walk humbly before your God. And if you can learn how to do that, then you'll understand how to handle all these different situations in your life and how to help people and who to help.
Like I said, we only got a couple minutes, a little less now. What's your website? How can people get a hold of you? You got a phone number or anything?
Yeah, website, rainforestinc.online. And my number's there on the phone. I love to talk to people and pray with people. I like it, even if you buy cookies or you don't buy cookies, you can call me. That's what I do. My first mission in life is to make a difference for Christ in people's lives and to see people, succeed, because God desires for people to be blessed. But you
What's that
get
phone
on the
number?
Right
Do you
side.
Have the phone number on the tip of your tongue? Because
yeah,
a lot
978-971-2781.
One more time.
978-771-2781.
Well, very good. Thank you. We have about a minute or so left. I don't know if you listened to the broadcast yesterday. There is I think it's a big article, big story. There was a lot of research done by a guy named Unwin, kind of a unique name, Unwin, in the 30s. He was researching cultures and society, and he said there's a direct correlation. Well, there's the music. We don't have time. Al, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I really appreciate what you're doing and also who you are. Thank you so much for reaching out to us. We'll keep up to date with what you got going on. RainforestInc.online. You gave the phone number. Give Al a call. These cookies are good. He sent me some. And Al, I'm waiting for some more because I love those cookies.
Yep. In January, you're going to get another batch, brother.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Hey, God bless you, Daniel, and the work that you do as well.
We've all heard about antibiotics. But what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.